The rock and roll generation.
Rock and roll music.
1956 almost was the year of just one man and one singer. It was a mighty big year in the world of rock and roll. It was what some term a coronation year. And who wore the crown? Elvis Presley. Six top-selling singles of the year were by Elvis. Even five of the top 15 that year were by Elvis.
You know I can be fine. Sit home all alone. If you can't come around, at least be cell phone. Don't be cruel.
Somebody started circulating a survey which proved that Elvis fans averaged C-minus in their courses. And then he appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. People screamed. And it was written in the New York Times, in the long run, perhaps, Presley will do everyone a favor by pointing up the need for earlier sex education so that neither his successors nor television can capitalize on the idea that this type of routine is somehow highly tempting yet forbidden fruit.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation.
Bob Roddy Sr. underway at the Bob Roddy Jr. Show.
AM and FM Morningside presenting the top 100 hits, Friday, January 1st, 1971.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go.
Bobby Robbins, big in 1956, teams up with Ray Conniff on this song.
Generation, the year 1956, passing in review with Bob Roddy Sr., Good Guy Radio. Hey, this is already the 30th day into December, a Wednesday, one day away from New Year's Eve.
Take a pencil, take time, know-how, and a lot of money, and a whole mess of tender love and care.
And a guy that was making things happen.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation.
From Boston, the city that banned Ireland, Mother, and the Flag, came a couple of interesting notes. Roman Catholic leaders urged that the music be banned. From the Encyclopedia Britannica's yearbook came the word that it was insistent savagery. From academia came the prophecy of decline. The New York Times quotes A.M. Mirio, associate professor of psychiatry at Columbia, as having said, "If we cannot stem the tide of rock and roll with its waves of rhythmic narcosis and the future waves of vicarious craze, we are preparing our own downfall in the midst of pandemic funeral dances." Well, 1956 was a funny year, but undisputably and undeniably, and all the other adjectives that you could think of that mean the same thing, a king was crowned. And of course, his name, Elvis Presley, as we've already stated. A lot of people said Elvis was a flash in the pan, a hot streak. He'd be good, yeah, but for 6 months or maybe 8 months, that'd be pretty long. And then some said, well, Elvis is here to stay. Long live the king. Well, nobody really knew. It was something new. Mr. Presley was certainly different. And the anti-rock forces from all over the country kept saying, down with Elvis, and down with rock and roll. And just as hard as they said, down with rock and roll, the pro forces, the good guys, they kept saying, up with rock and roll. But no one, and repeat, no one really knew where rock and roll was going to go next. Some music was slow, some was fast. What was rock and roll?
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1956.
That music just goes on and on and on. Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll in those days. This is Bob Roddy Sr. for Junior at WPGC with the rock and roll generation.
Remember this good guy's flashback.
Yachty and Joe going over the mountain.
Over the mountain.
Across the sea. That's Johnny and Joe. Good Guy Radio, WPGC, 1956 for the rock and roll generation. It's already 11 before 1 o'clock. Good Guy revised outlook. Sunny all day, up to 38, and clouds developing later on tonight and right through tomorrow with the possibility of snow and highs to 37. Tomorrow, 31 Good Guy degrees.
Well, she's so tough. That's why I love her, love her. Well, I met a pretty girl, she walking down the street. The kind of girlie that I like to meet. She had Bontair and she Charlotte Fine. Tell me, darling, will you be mine? I know I love you, darling. I really love you too. I really love you so.
That's why I love her, love her.
Well, that girl and I are happy, we're as happy as can be. I love her and she likes me. We're gonna stay together, just wait and see. Call it love, baby, yes, sirree. I know I love you, darling, I'll never let you go. I really love you, so baby, let me hug you. I really love you, darling, and I never, never, never let her go. Well, she's so tough, that's why I love her.
Gimmick crack cat's word of the day. Everything that was good was tough. Those are the Casuals, the year 1956, part of the rock and roll generation at WPGC with Bob Raleigh Sr.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1956.
Oh, don't get us wrong. 1956 was not Elvis Presley's year alone. It was a different year. There were still other stars who had had a couple of hit records in the past couple of years. Familiar names to most everybody, people who had been around for some time. K-Star, Les Baxter, Nelson Riddle, Gogie Grant. But then there were a few of the opposites, too. People who were just emerging on the recording scene. Jim Lowe, Carl Perkins, Fats Domino, Patience and Prudence, Gene Vincent. Now, Fats Domino and a couple of the others we just mentioned, they really had been around for quite some time, but they hadn't been accepted in the popular stream of recording. And their sales didn't really show that they were one of the more popular recording artists. Nevertheless, they have had quite a bit of experience before they actually sold their first million. Yes, it was a funny year. A year of new things, with Elvis as the big king of the new things. A couple of old things still hanging on, yet everybody trying to kind of hop on the bandwagon.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1956.
Everybody was hopping on the bandwagon, the star to follow. The trail that was left by Elvis Presley.
January 1st, 1971.